It's time for the Mars Hill Panthers Coaches Show. Join us as we take a look back at last week's game and look ahead to this week's matchup. Now, with head coach Darrell Higgins, here's your host, Wes Ayers.
Hey, everybody. Welcome into the Mars Hill Panthers Coaches Show. Joining us today is Darrell, Dr. Death Higgins. Coach, you and I were talking before the show started, and I've got something that I'm going to try to incorporate in the show a little bit, but nonetheless, we're going to get started here today. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing good. Had a good lunch with Coach Peek, and feeling excited about still being playing football.
Coach, we were talking about the Spring Garden game and how you got that coming up, but one of the great things about being at Mars Hill is you're in a position where you've never been before as far as Mars Hill goes. You've been in these positions before, but here your team sits in the state semifinals. What are your guys thinking? What's going through their minds? What are they saying to you this week?
Well, there's a lot of excitement when they came in on Sunday, carried over from Friday night, going and getting a big win. And they're just excited about still being playing football. I mean, that's what we wanted to do is play as long as we can. And we talk about playing one more week. And so when we get to play one more week, it's fun. And it's unusual that kids get so excited about practicing. But they love going out to practice and getting better and learning the game plan and understanding our opponent and start figuring out, you know, what we got to do to win the game. So it's a lot of fun, the whole build up in the week.
Coach, as you get ready to go into a week like Pickens County, a state semifinals match, this is not unterritorial for you. You've been here before. What are you saying to your other coaches? And as we prepare for a great week, it's going to be a great team that you're facing off against. What are you telling your other coaches this week?
Well, we don't do anything different. We just do what we do every week and make sure we're giving our guys every opportunity to be successful. It's no different than what we do, no matter who we're playing or what our opponent is. We look at ourselves getting ready, and that's the way we treat every opponent every week. And so it's about us getting ready and being prepared, and we're not doing anything different than we were, you know, whoever we're playing during the season.
Coach, let's talk about this South Lamar game. You guys went down to Millport, Alabama. Coach, one thing that I did not know that South Lamar was a combination of two schools. Two schools had combined there. South Lamar was once a 3A program and a pretty good program. I got all this information from the head coach at Hackleberg. He and I were standing beside each other watching you guys take on South Lamar Friday night. This is a big facility, a big program, a strong team. How did your guys feel going into the game Friday night?
They were ready to play. It's been a long bus ride, and you know, it was unusual Thanksgiving week, not in our normal routine. So it was very different. I could tell the guys were nervous as we came out to play. It's partly because of the game and where we're at, the long bus ride, and I think, you know, just a lot of factors going in. But once they got out there and started playing a little bit, it turned out to, you know, Anderson, that's just football, and we're out here playing and got all that out of the way, and very excited the way we finished up.
Coach, before the game, I was walking around. I was talking to some of the guys and some of the officials. I caught you before the game. And before the game, it was kind of nice. It was a little chilly, but it wasn't anything bad. And pregame warm-ups, there was no real sign of rain. But when the game started, about 10 minutes before the game started, Coach, the bottom fell out, and it rained all night long. It was cold. It was nasty. And you guys had to play on some unique field conditions. How do you make preparations for that throughout the week as you're looking at the end of the week thinking, you know, it could be nasty this week?
Well, we had saw that coming a little bit, the chances of it. And so Tuesday, I think it was, we got out there, and Brad Bates is one of our coaches, and he had a water bottle. And every time we'd run a play, he'd get up there and get that water bottle and spray that ball down and took pride in it. I think he liked it, actually. And so he was getting in it all. And I've never seen a ball that soaked is what he was doing. So I don't think, as bad as it was Friday, and it was bad, I think we were prepared because of Brad Bates and his water bottle.
Coach, when you went into halftime and you guys were down, that's kind of uncharted for you guys this time. What was your message today? I asked you after the game what your message was, and you said, hey, we're going to change our pants and we're not going to lose this game. Was it the lucky blue pants, or did your guys just have a little bit of a refocus there at the halfway point?
You know, it's hard to say. I think changing pants and socks and shoes and all those things was just kind of a fresh start and a way to come out and change what had not been a good half. It's the first time we'd been down at half all year long, and we had to had to come back and play some really good football. We're going to lose. And we didn't want to lose. We wanted to keep going. And you could see, I mean, when I watched the film, it's an absolute total difference of the play in the first half compared to the second half. It looks like two different teams playing two different ball games.
Coach, you talk about the second half, and the second half started with the comeback of all comebacks, Joseph Hansen, your quarterback slash defensive guru slash team leader. Just an incredible night for Joseph Hansen. He got the only touch. He threw the touchdown pass in the first half. That was your only score of the first half. Then he intercepts a pass from South Lamar, one of four interceptions for Hansen. And he becomes the 19th player in state history to record four interceptions in one game. The record, Coach, is five interceptions in one game. He was one away from the record. Tell us a little bit about Joseph Hansen. Was he vocal in the locker room at halftime, or did you just kind of see it in his eyes that something was about to change?
Well, Joseph's not vocal. We can barely hear him say the snap count. He's very quiet. He's humble. He's soft-spoken. But when he puts that helmet on and it's time to play, he is ready to go. And he's had laser focus every second of every moment of these playoffs. And you can see his confidence growing and his excitement. And he is a leader all the way through, one, because of the position he plays, but because of the extra work he's done to give himself this opportunity. And that's things people don't understand, what he's done and how much time, energy, and effort he's put into making himself this type of football player. And in these playoffs, he's played the quarterback position really well, but he's played safety as well as I've seen anybody play the spot in a long, long time.
Darrell Higgins joining us here today on Fox Sports Shoals 97.9. Coach, after the interception, you guys in South Lamar, you kind of went back and forth exchanging blows. Colt Smith has a big 65-yard touchdown run. South Lamar answers with their own 48-yard touchdown, and it pulls it back to within a score. But then Peyton does what Peyton does. And Coach, I got to tell you, I was standing there talking with Coach Hudson from Hackleberg, and he said, if Higgins runs this one back, it's game over. And sure enough, Peyton Higgins returns it for over 80 yards, and that brings it to a tie. At what point did you feel like your guys were going to be back in control and pull the victory out?
At that point right there, they were – walking around different, they looked different, their heads went down. They had answered our last score with a good score of their own, but when we answered quickly with the kickoff return, it demoralized them, it seemed like, and they just never were the same after that. And it's a credit to our guys blocking and the Coach Vic with what he does with the kickoff return and the players that are on there. You have got to come back and ready to go no matter what just happened. And they had just done a big touchdown play. They're a very explosive team. And our guys on the return team went out there and executed just like they had if we were up. And so it was really a good example of coming out ready to go and just keep playing no matter what's happening in the game.
Colt Smith gets in the end zone again, rushing the ball. But, Coach, one thing that I did neglect to mention, Joseph Hansen, of those four interceptions, two of those were returned back to the house. What's he looking for on an interception return like that? Is he just trying to find the next level, or is he just trying to get the ball in good field position? What's he looking for on a play like that?
I would usually say green grass, but being the circumstance out there,
there was no
clear
green
mud,
grass.
You know, with nobody to get in his way. And he's so fast and athletic, he just needs a little bit of a crease. And my main concern is we don't block anybody in the back. I know, over the years you'll watch somebody make a big play, an interception or a return, and it's brought back because somebody's blocked in the back. And so our guys know when Joseph gets out in front, don't block anybody because he is gone and they're not going to catch him. And that team was very fast. South Lamar had a tremendously athletic, talented team, and we had some guys that was every bit as fast as they were. Colt Smith on a 65-yard touchdown and Peyton on his return and Joseph on his thing. So we were able to match. You know, I don't know if we're as fast as they are, but we were definitely in the same ballpark.
He is Darrell Higgins joining us here today on Fox Sports Shoals 97.9. Coach, when we come back, we're going to talk about your opponent this week. You have Pickens County coming to the Hill, so we'll talk about that. We'll get your thoughts there. And another thing that I want to run by you, just in case everybody in Florence doesn't know exactly who Darrell Higgins is, they'll find out right after this. Next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the Darrell Higgins Show here on Fox Sports Shoals 97.9. Joining us today is the head coach of the Mars Hill Panthers, Darrell Higgins. Coach, we recap your game against South Lamar last week, and some great things happened there, unique things happening there. Joseph Hansen gets his name into the record book, but you're moving on now. Pickens County coming over to the Hill, Coach, a team that sits at 9-4, having a good stretch in the playoffs. They have two shutout victories out of the three in this playoff. What are those guys going to bring to you? 9-4, you look at your records, you're 12-1, they're 9-4. And if you looked at it on paper, you might think this is going to be a walk, but it's probably not going to be a walk, is it, Coach?
If you looked at it on paper and you thought that's the end of it, you're going to be sadly mistaken, because this team brings in size, talent, and speed that we have not seen in some levels all year long, and they're led by a line that just committed to Alabama as a junior, and he is every bit of, you know, if Alabama signs you, they can get anybody they want in the country pretty much. And so for them to go to Pickens County and get this guy committed as a junior just kind of gives you an idea of what kind of player he is. But there's a lot of guys out there that look very similar to him, and some tremendous size and talent. And the games they lost, they had him and two of the three others that were hurt at the time. And so, you know, we got our work cut out for us. They played in the championship the last 2 years, got everybody back, have a really good coaching staff, and it's going to be quite the challenge.
What about offensively? What's Pickens County going to throw at you, Coach?
Well, basically, they're going to run behind the Alabama commit. He's 6'4", 280. He runs about 4'6", 4'7", 40. He's a point guard in basketball. And they got some big backs, and they're going to load up behind him. They got some fast receivers. They'll throw it a little bit. And they're very multiple in what they do. They'll line up some just full house backfield and run right at you, and then they'll go four wide receivers and throw it after their athletes and let them go. So it's going to take our guys playing their best to be able to slow them down.
What about their defensive unit, Coach? How are you guys going to be able to move the ball? What are they going to line up, and what are they going to look like?
Well, they're going to look like some college football players over there. They're you know, the other end, besides the one guy, he's going to look about like him. Probably don't move quite as well, but they're physical and they're big, and they gave up 15 points in the playoffs. So we're looking at ways just to try to figure out to bit of move the ball a little bit, and hopefully we can do some stuff, give our guys a chance to make some plays.
Darrell Higgins joining us here today on Fox Sports Shoals 97.9. Coach, a week 6 loss for Pickens County to South Lamar. Do you look at tape like that, or is that so far removed that it doesn't really apply today? Things have changed. Both teams have changed, given different looks. But what does that week 6 loss do for you in film study?
That's just something for us to look at. We've been able to play South Lamar. We can look and compare. Pickens County pretty much dominated that game, but South Lamar, with all their speed, they ran a kickoff back and had another explosive play and was able to pull it out late. Pickens County has improved as the year went on. Even though they played in the championship the last 2 years, their coach left and took another job, and they brought in a former Alabama tight end, Michael Williams, that has done a tremendous job, and you can see them getting better and better. And all the coaches I've talked to about them from last year said, you know, they got the same guys back, but they're even more disciplined this year, and you can see how much they've improved throughout the year.
Coach, what's the environment going to be like on the Hill Friday night? What are you anticipating there?
I got no doubt it'll be a lot of excitement and a lot of people here. And I can't say enough about our fans, including you, that, you know, people that came to that game last week and drove all the way down there and stayed out in that rain and watched the whole thing. And what a crowd we had last week. And it just says a lot about the people in this area and community to come and support the Mars Hill program like that.
Coach, I said I was going to give a little teaser about who Darrell Higgins really is. Coach, me and you were talking about it. You used to do a lot of tough man competitions. In fact, you didn't just be involved in them. You straight smoked the competition. Do you think that Mars Hill kind of reflects that in their attitude and in their strength?
Well, I don't know. You know, you talked about a long time ago with me. And, you know, my kids, people will tell them stuff from time to time. So I'll tell them a little something here and there. And, you know, maybe give them an example or a story. But, you know, when I did that tough man fighting, I come out and tried to be aggressive and attack and dominate whoever I was going against. And we try to have the same mindset as we go out there and play football, and that's just kind of who I am and the way I think, and hopefully our kids are kind of creating that same mindset.
He is Dr. Death Higgins, joining us here on Fox Sports Shoals 97.9. Coach, we are thankful for your time today as his Panthers vie for a state championship berth. It's state semifinals week on the Hill. Coach, we're pulling for you. We wish you the best of luck, and we'll talk next week.
Hey, I want to tell you one thing there. When I played football at Coffey, DJ Thomas was my coach there.
Yeah.
And if you made a good hit, you could earn a nickname. And so he started calling me Dr. Death, and I got all into it, so when I went out and signed up for my first tough man fight, all these guys there were called some kind of nicknames. And so they asked me what mine was, and so I thought back to my high school days, threw that out there, and kind of just swapped it over. And so DJ Thomas threw that name on me, and I just kind of took it and ran with it and had a lot of fun in those days. But, DJ Thomas, I don't know if you know him, but he was a coach of mine, and he's been a great mentor and role model and somebody I just think a whole lot about.
It's funny how things like that stick, Coach.
Yes, sir.
Coach Darryl Higgins joining us today. Coach, thank you for your time. Enjoy practice today, and we'll talk next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Join us next week for more high school football talk on your sports leader, WSBM.